in a pack of five, and in particular yardage associated. So there's still a series of shiurim about creating a reshus hayachid. But soon we'll get to the shiurim how you destroy the reshus hayachid. Right? But first we have to create the reshus hayachid, then we can destroy the reshus hayachid through different methods. So we start over how many mechitzas you need, and gerasik, gerachis, pitikra. And now we're going to do pitikra. So the concept of pitikra is the following. Tikra is a roof. And so the question at hand is the following. You would have a roof. You have a roof, and the roof is being suspended by four poles. Okay? Could you carry under that roof? On one hand, you manage to have no walls at all. Right? You have no walls at all. You have, well, basically what you have is a roof. And the roof has four poles on each corner of the roof. And now you want to know if you can carry underneath. Now, we're not going to get, we're not up to that yet. Maybe you could say you should be able to carry underneath because you have a Tzuras HaPesach. If you do all the poles, maybe you should count as Kon Mikana, the roof is Kon Al Gabayim, and maybe you have four Tzuras HaPesachs. Or maybe for some reason that's not good. We didn't discuss yet Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach yet. So that we'll have to... Right. But today, we're going to talk about it from the perspective of Pitikra Yorud Asosim. In other words, could we say, magically, that the flat roof, and you have so can we say that the tikra is yorid asosim? So the first thing that anyone who was in yesterday's shiur should say is, of course not, of course we can't say such a thing, it's ridiculous. Gedayim boken bo, elephants boken bo. Right? Everyone can be okay above. So what's even the havami? So that we have to discuss. This becomes relevant if you have a protrusion, like I was discussing with Rabbi Abadi about, you know, porches, about sometimes you have a overhang by the porch. So we were discussing, you know, from the perspective of Kori Rishus HaYochid, or from the perspective of Tel HaMislakeh. But then, as everybody pointed out, you have another perspective of from Pitikra Yorid Asosim, would we say that. Now, so that's relevant. The other place where it's relevant is one of the easy ways of building a community Eruv is the El. Now, I remember years ago in the Amor Shakol summer of 84, Rabbi Willard was talking about the El. And half the guys didn't know what in the world he was talking about. What's the El? So the El is the elevated train. You know, right? You have, like, you go in different. I grew up in Brighton Beach. So Brighton Beach, anyone from Brighton Beach? There's a, you know, above ground train. Right? So the question is, if we would say pi tikra yorid asosim, so basically the train is like a tikra. So if we could view the train as a tikra, and then we say the side of the tikra is yorid asosim, so I basically was marviach a whole mechitza, as long as the train usually goes pretty long, right? So I can be marviach miles and miles of mechitza, where I don't have to put up Aseres HaPesach, because I have a built-in mechitza.
But I won't be able to carry on one side of that, right?
Right. In other words, we're trying to enclose a certain area.
On one side of that.
Right, so that's going to be the Shiloh, whether the elevated train, to count as a picture.
How are we saying this is going down? Are we saying that this is one big wall, or is it that four walls on its edge?
Right, so the way I'm presenting, again, it's only a 110 in the shear. So at this point, what we mean to say is that each edge goes down, becomes a mechitza. Each edge becomes a mechitza. Right? So therefore, you start off with just four poles, and the four poles and the four corners are holding up one flat piece of ceiling, which at first glance has no mechitzas, unless you want to say Surah HaPesach, and that you have to know Surah HaPesach to see whether that fits to be Surah HaPesach. But without that, you should say Pi Tikra Yorei Nisos. That is the question. Do we say it? When do we say it? What are the Gedarim? And that's what we're here for today, to figure out Hilchos Pi Tikra. Okay, and the two modern day applications, as I said, could be overhangs. And overhangs you have a lot of times in front of buildings. You have an overhang.
Canopies.
Right, different types of things. Right, so we have to see what are the gedarim, how to apply Pi Tikra, and in building an Eruv, and that was in the Lower East Side when they had the Eruv in the early 1900s. So they had they used the elevated train. That was when they, in the Lower East Side, when officially it became to carry, is when the elevated train went down. Only question is, this I had a discussion with somebody just before, whether they were using the elevated train based on Pi Tikra, or were they using the elevated train based on Surah HaPesach. That has to be verified. But what they were using, they were using it. And then once it came down, meaning they dismantled the Third Avenue line, then they asked for carrying on Shabbos in the Lower East Side. Because my wife's grandmother told me that in those days, as I said before, people didn't have children in their own home. They had to go to the shtiebel or whatever, and that there was a Shabbos afternoon. So they would bring it Friday to be cooked, and on Shabbos afternoon, everyone would retrieve their cholent pot. You know, I guess they'd have their name on it or whatever, and everyone would retrieve their cholent pot. That's what they did in the towns in Europe. But the Kiddush is that you also did it in Lower East Side, or maybe at the Din of Europe. But so that's what they did. Okay. So the Gemara on Hayyamah Dates, Elo Rabbi Yehuda Hilchos of Gemirilo, the Amar Rabchia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Shiurim Chatzitzin Umachitzin Halacha L'Boshi Mishina. That Shiurim, different Shiurim, like a phrase of Tefach, this, that, the halachas of chatzitza and halachas of mechitza are halachas of Moshe Nisina. So the Gemara says, what's the means in halachas of mechitza? Take a look on page 2. Mechitza na damara na liber ma'ig l'meim ki yasi halachas of l'gud l'avad v'dofen akuma. So what does it mean l'gud? Good means the Moshe. L'echad Tzarech l'megad or gur achis or asik. There's gur asik we talked about. If you have enfachim on the ground, then you have to go up. So you say good, like the omud, right? The omud asara, and the top of it is a reshus hayachid because of gur asik. Barachas means you go down. What's the case? Tamrinim bought the tikkur yard resosim. So Rashi's understanding that there is a concept in halakha of pi tikra yorid v'sosein, and the din of pi tikra yorid v'sosein is a halakha l'moshe misinai, and it's part of the concept of the chitzos halakha l'moshe misinai. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. There are a couple of Gemaras about pi tikra, and let's learn them, and then we'll see what comes out. So the Gemara starts on page 3, Chafeh Amar Aleph and Eri. Karpeth Beis Shalosh, Nekira Bo Beis Sof. Right. Well, the halacha is like this. We've discussed this in the past. That if you have an area that was not initially designated for living quarters, and somebody decides to make a wall around the area, page 3. Somebody decides to make a wall around the area. So that's called Mohukaf Ladira. And the wall encompasses an area that is Yoser Mi Beis Hasayim, right? More than Beis Hasayim, which is, Hasayim means two saws, which is more than 100 amos by 50 amos. So that area, even though it's a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah, and it's Yizorik Misocho, may Rishus HaRabim Misocho, Yichayim Chatos, Yichayim Skila. But Midrabanan, since it was Lo Hukuf Ladira, you're not allowed to carry inside. And we discussed the Truma Sedeshin, what do you do? How can you unhukuf it? Right? You know, if you don't want to chop down the wall, what do? You put the sand, right? That was the whole discussion. So here we have a situation where we have a Karpeth Beis Sholosh. In other words, not Sasai. Sasai is two sauce. This is bigger. This is Sholosh. So then what? For sure it should be Yosef, right? Yosef is Beis Sasai. He can't carry. This is a Beis Sholosh. So what did he do? The Kirabo Beis Sof. And a one saw worth of land, you have a korah, a tikra, right? So the question is, and say the tikra, in other words, you put an awning, ceiling on one part of the area. So you have this big area, and part of it is roofed off, right? So does that make it no longer Yosef Mi Beis Hasayim or not? What's the shaila? Because if we say that Pi Tikra is Yorid V'Sosin, so that means Ki'ilu and Mechitz is going down, and this one saw is separated from the other two saws. So now you don't have one area of three saws, but you have one area of two saws and one area of one saw, and it's divided by a mechitza, an imaginary mechitza, and the mela, you can carry them both, because no one area is Yosef Mi Beis Hasayim. So that's what the Gemara says, Karpi Beis Sholos Zekira Bo Beis Sof, Rava Omar Avir Kiruyo Miyakra. So Rava says that the Avir Kiruyo is Miyakra, meaning the area underneath the ceiling makes it a Beis Sholosh, and you can't carry. But Reb Zera Omar ain't Avir Kiruyo Miyatro. And Reb Zera says, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make it more than two. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara is going to say. The machlokas is, whether you say Pitikra, or you don't say Pitikra. If you say Pitikra, so then it's Mechitz it off. And now it's two separate areas, neither area being more than two. But if you hold it, you don't say Pitikra. If you say you don't say Pitikra, you don't say Pitikra, so then you're left with an area of three saws, which is three is more than two, so that's called Yosef Mi Beis Hasayim, and Mamela you can't carry. So that's what the verse says. Lema Rav the Rav Zera, we pluk to the Rav Shmuel Kamiflagi, because Rav and Shmuel are arguing about this point, whether you say Pitikra, Yorin, Masosim, or not. The Idmar, Achsadra Bibika. Achsadra Bibika. So the simple pshat in Achsadra Bibika means that in the middle of the field, you have a achsadra, which is, let's say what it is a area which has four poles on the ground, on four corners, and a roof on top, and it's the middle of the field, in the middle of a carmelis, let's say, in the middle of a carmelis. So can I carry underneath? Because Lechora doesn't have any walls, you shouldn't be allowed to carry. So Rav Omar Mutar L'Taltal B'Kula. Rav says you can carry underneath that achsadra, that ceiling, because Amrinan Pitikra Yorid V'Sosin. Because we say Pitikra Yorid V'Sosin. And the man, well, now you have four walls. So it's Givaldic. Ushmuel Omar Ein Metaltal Nelar Ba'amos Lo Amrinan Pitikra Yorid V'Sosin. Shmuel says, no, this area is still a karmas. So karmelis midrabbanan, we treat like the Rishus HaRabim, so you can't carry more than, you can't carry up to four amos, but nothing more. So Mamela, the Gemara says, this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is the same machlokas of Rav and Rav Zeira. So it was Rav and Shmuel talking about Le'inyan Tiltul in the Bikup, and Rav and Rav Zeira talking about whether the Pitikra is Mahani to take an area that's Beis Shalosh and divide it into a Beis Shalosh. And a base asayim. Divide three into one and two. And the machlokis is what you say, ki tikra yoreh v'sosa. So, but then the Gemara says no. Maybe it's not so much. The Gemara continues on page 4. I davida ki achzadra hachanam. So Rashi says, what does that mean? In other words, Rashi says, Hacha the Kolig Rava, the Ovid Kiroi Ki Arzila. Yetziyad Gad Meshupa, the Leka Pek. In other words, he's saying that maybe. The reason why, there was maybe everyone holds from Pitikra, the way Rashi, maybe everyone. So why did, in other words, in the Machlokas, Rav Zeira and Rava, maybe both of them. And the Shmuel, so it's clearly not everyone holds from Pitikra, because you have the Machlokas in the Gemara, whether Metaltel Bekul or not. But in terms of the Machlokas, whether the base Gimel becomes becomes mutter or not, maybe over there it was a different type of tikra. And it was a tikra that was ki or zila, which Rashi learns means that it was slanted. In other words, so Rashi's telling us one of the first fundamental yesodos in Hilchos Pitikra, that you only say Pitikra if it's a straight roof. But if it's slanted, then you don't say Pitikra. It has to be a straight roof. If the roof is slanted, then you don't say Pitikra. So in the Mela, in the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, that was a straight roof, and then it has a Machlokas. But don't tell me necessarily that Machlokas is poloi in the other Machlokas, because the other Machlokas was not talking about necessarily a straight roof, and the opinion that didn't agree over there is only because the roof was meshuka. But if the roof would have been straight, right, if it was a roof like this, like a triangle type roof, so then you don't say Pitikra. But if the roof is straight, then they both would have agreed that you say Pitikra, and hence the Beis Shalosh would no longer be a Beis Shalosh. It would be divided into a Beis HaSayim and a Beis Sah, which neither of them is more than a Beis HaSayim, and it would be mutter to carry in both. Yeah.
So why does Rav Zeira say it's okay that it's slanted?
Oh, so why does Rav Zeira say okay, then maybe Rav Zeira holds off al-Piking. It's still you still say. But the other opinion, and we normally assume la halacha, as we'll see, this klal, that the only time you say, and a lot of roofs today are not flat roofs. So once it's on a slant, then the whole din of pitikra doesn't apply. Why should that be so? That's what Rabbi Berger was asking this morning. I don't know. I mean, Ain lo peh. What does it mean, ain lo peh? What is ain lo peh? Yozilo yotzia gad meshupa the lake of peh. What does the peh mean?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how to explain what's that.
Okay.
What?
It's a belt
account.
Yeah. Well, if you hold it needs a shear, then for sure you can start with
it. Right. But
like, something that's really standing in the floor.
Yeah.
Something
that's kind of standing in the floor. Yeah. You see, if you look at Tosis, Tosis has a different shot in this Gemara. Talk about has different gears also. The Aviki Arsala. Try to prove to me down Ruchas. Arsala Mita. The Targum can prove the Arsala. I am Kabbalah Masuki, Mila Lina, to say that Mita. Rashigarski Azila, Mushupa de Leifa Pet. What mean if Pete Tikra Yoruba Sosa?
It's
basically
she tells
her
young
usually we assume the p-ticker means the thickness of the ticker. It's the p-ticker. Now the question is, well, just because it's slanted, why doesn't...
It's not, it has an edge.
Right. That edge doesn't count because it's slanted, so why do you call it a la pet? You have to think about it some more. But that's the normal way we... That is Meshupa, we don't say. Okay, good. Then, the Gemara in Ervin on page 5, Hey Bhagavad, tells us another klal in Hilchos Pitikra.
Taisus that we just read, that little Taisus is basically saying what we said about Pitikra working on four sides.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in a second. So the Gemara says in the end of Pei Bob and Amalf on the bottom, the Omar of Yehuda, Korah Arbo Materis Bechorva. If you have a Korah Arbo, if it's four tfachim, wide. So then, it's going to be Materis, because we're going to say Pitikra Yarva Sosa. So it was basically what the Gemara is telling us in Tosis, elaborates it on the Dibur Maskel Korah that the Tikra has to be at least four fachim wide in order to be called a, maybe 4x4 perhaps, in order to be called a Tikra. So it can't be just a Korah, like a thin piece of wood. That's a Korah, that's not a Tikra. Tikra has to be that it goes from one side to the other, it goes, usually it's going to probably go from one side to the other, usually, but then it has to go four fucking deep into the area. So it has to be a Korah of Arba, or else it doesn't have a Shem Tikra on. It doesn't have a Shem Tikra on. Then there's another sug in Masechta Sukkah on page 6. Maybe that's where it was rugged to do it.
Huh?
Maybe that's where it was rugged to do it. Then there's another sugya. Sugya in Sukkah, when you chesam ralef, page 6 on the bottom. Itmar, Sikhik al Gabe Achsadr Shayeshwa Ptsim. Okay, so it's a little complicated, but not so complicated. It's like this. See, Achsadr usually means an awning in front of the house. So in the courtyard, there are a bunch of houses. And every house had what? Had an awning protruding from the house, you know, being held up by poles. So in front of every house, there was an X amount of houses in the courtyard. And in front of every house, there was an awning. So someone had this great idea. Let's build a communal sukkah. So what will we do? We'll put the schach from awning to awning. Say there are three houses, like a ches, in the shape of a ches. One house on the left, one house on the right, and one house in the middle, like an os ches. Right? So, and each house had an awning protruding. So what we'll do is, we'll be mamale the ches, right, with chach. Right? And we'll have schach going from awning to awning, from the left to the right, and then schach from the middle house joining up. So that whole area of the ches is lamula with schach. Problem. You need walls for your sukkah. Simple solution, let the walls of the house be the walls of the sukkah. Doesn't work. Why? Because the walls of the house are too far away from the schach. Because the case was that there was dal amos from the walls of the house to the schach. So you can't even say dofen akuma. Right? So how are we going to have our sukkah? So the only way that we can possibly have our sukkah is of what? Pitikra Yerva Sosein, that the outer part of the ceiling of each respective awning will view as if it's going down, and that's where the schach, that's right next to the schach. And the mela, you'll have three walls like the ches, and you'll have your sukkah. So if you hold from Pitikra, then you have a kosher sukkah. If you don't hold from Pitikra, then you're left with a sukkah without walls. Because the outer walls of the house are too far away from where the schach is.
So there's more than 50% schach than like the awning. And it has to be like more than half of it.
The whole middle of the ches is full of schach.
Oh, there is one.
So Idmer, Sichik al Gabe Asadra, Sheyesh Lab Tzimim, Sheyesh She'el Tzimim Abaymak Sheyerom Rapsuma. If it has psimim, Rashi learns it means little pieces of in the end of the awning, the outer part of the awning has little poles on it, and each pole is loved to each other, so then you have a wall there. But if it doesn't have psimim, it doesn't have walls coming down from the awning, it's just an awning being held up by the poles in the respective corners. So then, where's your walls? So Abaye Amar Kshera, Rav Rama Amar Psula. Abaye Amar Kshera, Amrinan, Pitikar Yer Resoser. Rav Amar Psula, Lo Amrinan, Pitikar Yer Resosing. So they're very simple. That's the Machlokes. But he say, Pitikar is Yer Resosing. If Pitikar is Yer Resosing, so then the outer pot of each respective awning will be an imaginary wall, will come down, and now I have a sukkah in the middle of the yard with tzchach and three imaginary walls. So then the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Labai, Lididata Omer Pitikar Yer Resosing, Afil Hifchis Dofen Emtsoi. He says like this. What would be the you say Pete Ticker Yard Vesosa? Right? So what would be if you have a sukkah that has two parallel walls? But the dofen emtsoi, meaning the like a ches, but it doesn't have the gag of the ches. It only has the two parallel parts of the ches, but it doesn't have the connector. So could we say pitikra to create the connector? So the Gemara says, Amalei modilo chabedit lehavle kemovoi hamufulosh. So he says, in that case, on Moldeh, that you don't say pitikra. Whereas, if you have two walls, so it's like a mobile in the foolish, right? Because it's two parallel walls with a roof on top of it, and now you want to say pitikra to create a third wall, and to create a sukkah, you only need three walls. Sukkah, you want to create a third wall and a fourth wall, no good. You only say pitikra in a situation where it's not like a mobile in the foolish. There was, because part of the din of Pitikra, it's basically an enclosed area, and you're just missing a mechitza or two. But if it's basically a makom haparutz, two parallel walls, then Mahamodina, the Gemara says, that you don't say Pitikra Yorid Vesosa. So Mamela, if you would have two parallel walls running in the same direction, say from north to south, and something and schach on top of it, and then and some type of pitikra either through the schach or from some other thing that's there, and you want to say pitikra to create the middle wall, the gag of the ches, it's not going to work. So that's what the poskim call. You have to have at least kimin gem, right? An L shape. If you have two mechitzas like an L shape. And now you're just missing a third wall and a fourth wall, so then you could say Pitikra Yorid, according to this Gemara, and many were shown in Paschal like this Gemara, you could say Pitikra Yorid and Sosa. But if it's not the Min Gem, it's just two parallel walls, and you want to say Pitikra by Sukkah to create a third wall, or for Shabbos, you need at least Midrabani, you need four walls, it's not going to work. Pitikra is not going to work on two parallel walls. It's only going to work and aim again.
The first case in the Gemara, Pitikra was making all three walls.
Yeah, so originally we didn't know the secret. We thought, the way I presented it to you originally, right, mm-hmm. Or it could be that Gemara held like that in that sugya, is that even you could say Pitikra, even in the way, you know, or at least Rashi was learning over there, is you have a tikra with no walls, right? Like achsadra bebikra, the simple way Rashi understood that Gemara was that there was just a tikra, and there were four holes on each corner. It had no walls. And now you're saying Pete Dichter to create all the walls. So that's clearly not like this Gemara. But we'll see that many Rishonim assume for halacha like this Gemara, that Modina Lacha, that when it's for foolish, you don't say Pete Dichter. However, is but then the Gemara. We'll come back to this Gemara Sukkah because it's very important. But yeah.
How can we have a public samarom about whether there's we say P ticker you have to go? Don't we show them still that you can't have machlokes by halacha?
Right. We show them the Rambam writes you don't have a machlokes by halacha Moshe Misina. And the Chavos Yair has a lengthy tshuva where he quotes all the examples where we do have machlokas by halacha Moshe Misina and tries to answer one of the most prominent chatzid nezek tzoros in the second paragraph of Kama. Then we is halacha Moshe Misina, and yet we have machlokas sumchas and the chachamim. So there's no shortage of the list of Machlokes and halacha Moshe Misina. So the Chavos Yair, you have to look in the truth of the Chavos Yair, and he tries to work on every case. And so this is one that you can work on also. But here, there is the klal that the Rambam gives, and there are many tashas in the klal. So even the klal is not right. Or you have an answer to, you have to give 15 answers maybe. To look it up. I don't know what Sidon was looking at. Now, we're going to come back to the Gemara Sukkah momentarily, okay? But once we have saw this Gemara of Modina Lecha, that it's Mefulash, so we have to see one more Gemara, one more line in the Gemara. And that is an Erevin. On page 10. And then we'll get back to the Gemara Sukkah. The Gemara Tzadi Ballad on the base. In the middle of the page, the first word on the line is Vaha Itmar. Vaha Itmar. Achsadra Bibika. Rav Omar Muta Lepalta Bekula. Rav says you can carry underneath the Aksadra. Right? Because you say Pete Ticker. Shmuel Omar Eim Betalta Lemba Ela Bedal Ramos. Because you don't say Pete Ticker. So the Gemara is asking this is Akasha on Shmuel. Because originally we thought that Shmuel says Pete Tikra, and now we ask from based on another Gemara. Okay, now we're asking that this Gemara seems to say that he doesn't say it, but the steer in Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Halo Pasha, ki leisle bedala, avol b'sholosh isle." So what does that mean, Rashi? Ki leisle bedala, b'mokum shetzor klasu to arba mechitzas. The steer is Pete Tikra yom v'sosim v'achsadim. Whereas, if no, everyone holds from Pete Tikra. But Shmuel just says, if there's no walls at all, and all the walls are going to be imaginary, all four are imaginary, then you don't say Pete Tikra. If you have to make four walls of, then you don't say Pete Tikra. But Shalosh, if there was already one wall there, and you only need to say it on three walls, then you do say it. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. And the Chiddush is that Rav would even say it on four walls. Which is clearly against, you know, our Gemara over here that makes the distinction, you know, not necessarily Shita's Rav, but Lahalacha, how when you should say Pitikra. So we do have the words Ray Rashi learns the Gemara. Shmuel agrees to Pitikra, provided you already have one real wall, and then you'll say Pitikra on the other three. And Rav will say it even on all four. However, other Rishonim disagree. Right. Rabbi Natan has a different shot in that Gemara. Rabbi Natan should be on page 7. on the bottom. First word on the line, the bottom tosis. First word on the line is dezeh. 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 You see, in the middle of the tosis, dezeh. Rabbeinu tam garis ipcha. V'chein rach. Ki leis lei b'sholosh. Klomok she'ein bo ki im sholosh mechitzos. Whereas when does Shmuel doesn't hold from it, if not the case where you have one mechitzah, you need three. He doesn't hold, in the relation of Sholosh means when you already have three mechitzas, and you want to make a fourth mechitza, then he doesn't hold from it. If the fourth mechitza is totally without anything there. However, if there would be something in the fourth ruach, and you just need to be mashlim, then he would agree. And the chiddush is that Shmuel, that Rav, would say it even the Rav, afil perutza b'melua, afil b'shtei mechitzas isle p'tikro, v'vat shalo yehem refulosh. The way Rabbeinu Tam learns the Pshat is that Rav holds, once you have two mechitzas, provided it's not refulosh, in an L shape, you'll say on the third wall and the fourth wall, p'tikro. And Shmuel holds that no, that the only time you'll say p'tikro is if you already have three, and something a little bit in the fourth ruach, and you need to be mashlim the rest of the fourth ruach, then you'll say p'tikra. But according to this, according to Rabbeinu Tam's way of learning Rav, and of course we're interested in Rav because that's who we paskalite. So according to Rashi, Rav says p'tikra even on four ruchos. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav will only say p'tikra if at least there are two mechitzas like an L, and then you'll say it on the third or the fourth. And then there's the Rif Shikr and the Rambam. The Rif of page 4, of page 11, says, Itmer, Achsadr, Bebikah, Rav Amar, Mutter, Lepalto, Bekula. Rabagav Deleke, Elosholosh, Mechitzas. Amina Pitikra Yor Vesosim, Yochas Akabasa. Whereas the way the Rif learned Rav, Achsadra Babika, is what? Is talking about an Achsadra that already has three Mechitzas, and it just needs its Mechitza Beruach Revis. So that's different than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is that Rav Shita, again, we're concerned with Rav, this is Halacha Kirav. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that Rav holds, if you have an L already, and now you want to be mashlim, the third wall and the fourth wall through p'tikra, so if you have a tikra that's not meshupa, and it's going already on an area that's already an L shape, then you got it. And the Rif disagrees. The Rif says, no, the case is that you already have three walls. You already have three walls. And now you just want to say p'tikra on the fourth wall, then you say p'tikra.
Maybe it's like what the Chazon Ish was saying, that once it's an L, so it's already able to be
p'tikra. Yeah, okay. And the Ran explains that the Rif learns like the Rabbeinu Tam, and it's Nifrats on the Ruach Revis, he can. But in Rav, he's pretty much similar to Rabbeinu Tam. It's just that it just says within Rav, how far will Rav go? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam, Shmuel holds that if you have three, you need it for the fourth, no good. But if you have three and you have four, it's just in the fourth ruach is a pirtzi yesemies or something like that, and if it happens to be a tikra there that you could cover it off, then Shmuel would be molded. The question is, what does Rav hold? We're more concerned with Rav. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that Rav holds as long as it's an L shape, that it's okay, and therefore you'll say P'tikra and Ruach Shlishi Ruach V, and the Rif disagrees. The Riff holds that the case of Rav is that there's already three walls, and he's saying it on the Ruach Revi'ah. So let's just see, and the Rambam says like this as well. On page 12, the Rambam says, Asadra b'dikra, muta l'palta b'kula, afo pishi b'asholosh mechitzas b'tikra. In other words, how can you be b'talta b'kula? The whole Hashabbos, you need four walls. Midrabanan. Rambam sheet is you need four walls even midaraisa. Chol ha'pokas midrabanan. Shadroon ki will be tikra yorub b'sosim ruch revi'is. Hazarach b'shus ha'rabam l'sofa, potuk b'zareh, according to the Rambam of the Rif. Rav. Okay, let's see how it's four and shul. The Rambam was like the Rif. You need three walls, and you say be thicker on the fourth wall.
Why does the Rambam say that if you throw into it from Rosh Hashanah, then you cut it?
Because he learns that, just like we had the Rambam before, that he learns that that is like a hecker. It's not like a mechitzah.
The pitikra.
Yeah.
The pitikra is different than korah.
That's what he's saying. So that's what it means, that it works. In other words, if a real mechitza, in other words, it comes out, the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam is very fundamental, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it works on Ruach Shlishis and Ruach Revi'is. So if we work already on Ruach Shlishis, it has to be that Pitikra is a real wall. Right? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you have an L shape, and you have a Tikra, Hazarek Lusoko probably is going to be Chayiv Chatas. But according to the Rambam, that it only works on Ruach Revi'is, so it's not just a technical machlokas. It's in Lomdus, it's a machlokas. Because according to the Rambam, it only works on Ruach Revi'is, it means it only has the koyach of a heker. A koyach of a heker doesn't make it a din mechitza. The Rambam holds you need four mechitzas midaraisa. So a zork l'socho, something that has three mechitzas, and a pitikra, is not going to be chayv skila, if you zork yourself from Rishus HaRabi. Yeah.
But according to this, according to the Rambam and Rif, that they hold it's only for Hekka purposes, how do they understand the Gemara that says that Pitikra is all the Hamush and Sinai? I mean, that's what it's called from Hamush and Sinai, it's only for Hekka purposes? Doesn't make sense.
So Albert asked an unbelievable kasha. Repeat your kasha. Unbelievable kasha. Unbelievable kasha. He asked, if it's only a Hekka, so what do you mean that it's Halacha Hamush and Sinai? The answer is, like Rabbi Berger said this morning, the answer is the Rambam never said. The Gemara never said that Pitikra is halacha l'moshe misina. Rashi said that.
All four.
Right? The Rambam never said that. The Gemara just said that it's, this, that. The Rambam, the Rashi's the one who says that Pitikra. That the Pshat is El Pitikra. And the Moshi points out very well that the Rashi Lishikasa that holds that it works at all four sides, then is the real Din Mechitza. Yeah, but according to the Rambam, so then it's not going to work. No, the different sheet, there's different sugyas. Does the Rambam ever bring it down to the sukkah that it's going to work? Probably not. In other words, once you hold like this, sheikhs are based. In other words, the answer is it's the machlokas hasukkah, right? But once you hold from this, then it's not going to. Can you follow? Oh, that we pass in Shulchan Aruch. So on page 16 in Shulchan Aruch. Right, I never mentioned that din yet to you. That even though we said that the din of Amud Merubah Laparetz, right? And as long as you don't have a Pirtza Yes and Yes, you're okay. But the Pirtza has to be in the middle of the wall. If the Pirtza is in the corner, then the Shear of Pirtza is much more common. And we'll, in a future Shear, we'll talk about what the Shear is. Okay? Hey, Bai Shanifa Bekarin Zavis, etc. About Pirtza Shain Bekarin Zavis, you say Pi Tikra. So you don't say Pi Tikra Bekarin Zavis. See, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Pitikra works even for a Pirtza Yes and Miyud. Feel Biyosim Miyud. As long as the Pitikra is not Meshupa, the Leka Peh, whatever that means. And the Ramah says, Hagav Yesh Omrim, the beginning God came Rov of Kira Dalad Tfakim, as we mentioned. I mean, 50 years of Ephesim. I feel Beis Mechitzes. Yim Kan Beis Mechitzes Shleim, Zub Zub Zub, Avon Zub 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 Zub. So the Ramah paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Pi Tikra, all you need is to have two mechitzas, but the mechitzas have to be like an L shape. They can't be like parallel walls. So the Bir Halacha gets a little angry here. Kamzel Adas Kuli Alma. He says, hey, well, hey, that's you threw out the sheet of you forgot about the Rambam and the Rif, you know, what's this business? You just quote Rabbeinu Tam? Maybe the Ramah doesn't mean 100%. Maybe he just wants to quote him. I don't know. Some if he wants to quote him, Ramah was never a big Rambam Rif person anyway. So I don't know why the Bir Halacha is getting so nervous here. You know, but that's the story. Oh, so another area in Halacha that this comes up in. And this is a tshuva, Rav Shechter likes to quote this tshuva. When he quotes it, he used to quote it like a long time ago, that he would compliment the Sefer. He likes to compliment the Sefer.
Okay.
One second. The Sefer Leib Avram. Rabbi Weinfeld. So he used to be a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Leib Abe, they used to call him. Right? Leib Avram. Leib Abe. So he talks about the driveways. So it's, what happens? If you have a driveway, so normally what people do is you need a fourth tikkun baruch revir. So what do you do? So most people, they put a suras hapesa on the end of the driveway. Kon mikan, and a kon al gabei. The question is, what if the driveway has an overhang? So would we say that pitikra yorid v'sosim, and therefore it would go down and hack up your Tzuras HaPesach. It would basically so send that it would like block off the Tzuras HaPesach, or not. I mean, we'll discuss more when we discuss Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach.
Would the inside be, let's just say, up anyway?
Oh, so, right, so the example I gave it wasn't the no, so, one second, no, and I'll tell you why. Because it's like this. The houses are on the side. The tikra is coming from the side. Here you have this area, right? And you want to put, say it's open. So you want to put a Tzuras HaPesach here and a Tzuras HaPesach here. You have two parallel walls. See, most drivers anyway have a third wall. This is the car. This is the driveway, right? This is the garage. But say you have two parallel walls. You want to put a Tzuras HaPesach here and a Tzuras HaPesach here. And you have awning. So first, so will the awning hack up the Tzuras HaPesach, which will say Pitikra, so now it's like you have a Tikra here, and now the Tzuras HaPesach is on the other side, it's like Acharei HaKosel or something like that. Will it or not? So that's his
parallel
discussion.
It's
actually, what?
It's only parallel walls, how can you do it?
No, because you have
it's
your... You have like this. You have your economy here like this. The two corners are by the wall. and then you have an overhang. So the overhang is going to block this this kana from relating to the area. Well, that you have to learn Hilchos Tepesach to see whether.
Is there a kol going across to Tepesach?
Yeah, yeah.
And on top of that, it would be Tikra?
Well, there is a Tikra there. There is a Tikra there. So, first of all, so in the Trufa, he points out that, first of all, if it's not Ke'im and Gem, then it's not a problem. This is a scenario that I made two parallel walls, you're not going to say P-Tikra anyway. So, then, so in other words, the question is, do you have to be Machmir to make sure not to put the kana, he says some B'nai Torah, I guess in Muncie, were machmir not to put the kana underneath the awning of the house. And the truth was that first of all,
would you end up with a double tikkun instead of a single
one? I don't know if they necessarily knew what they were doing.
That's what he sounds like.
So first of all, if you don't have the gedarim that we said before, either the gem or Rambam Rif, you need a kes, and according to Rabbi Tam, you need an el. So then you don't say b'klal. And number two, he discussed that maybe Pete Tikra has only said l'kula and not l'chumra. Right, and those are the points that he makes, and therefore he has no problem. Right, but we don't necessarily have to be cautious.
Is this example of the driveway, Rabbi?
Right. So the driveway. So if you have a driveway, so
what example is this?
Yeah. So. Even with a driveway, let's talk about a driveway for a second. So if you have a driveway, so now then you have an overhang. So if you don't have an overhang, you would need to have the tikra on Shemin Gen. You wouldn't necessarily have it because the driveway wouldn't necessarily have the protrusions usually are coming from the two homes, right? So you have awning on the two sides, and then there's a driveway, there's a machitza here, but you don't necessarily have so. Right, so you wouldn't. In other words, it wouldn't necessarily. So in either case, it probably won't be a situation where the Gidre, the P-Tikra would work out. If either P-Tikra means to be Mashlim wall 4, here the P-Tikra is not trying to be Mashlim wall 4 or wall 2 and 3. Okay, you'll take a look in the Tshuva to see more. Okay, now, back to the Gemara Sukkah.
But what's the
Shulchan
call?
The Shulchan Aruch.
Did call it the Rambam? Or
didn't say, right? Didn't say. Okay, so let's look now in the. There's a couple more important points that we have to make. So the Gemara gets. Let's go back to the Sugya and Sukkah of Achsadr on page 7. So the Gemara wants to say that maybe the machlokes, whether the sukkah, sichel gabi achsadr sheyesh lo tzimut. So the Gemara says that's totally whether you say P-Tikra. So the Gemara says that's totally in this Gemara, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we don't know from this business of okay, the four walls, two walls, okay. So the Gemara says the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is totally on Pi Tikra, and that's the machlokas whether you say the Echsadra is going to be a kosher sukkah or not. So then the Gemara says no. Alibi Shmuel call Rav a little pligi, because if you hold like Shmuel, and you don't say Pi Tikra, so then everyone agrees that you don't have a good sukkah. Right, but keep pligi and leave it around. Abaye says it's a good sukkah. He holds like Rav. Rava says no. Rava says an unbelievable thing. Rava says that I also am a pitikra person. I also hold the paltol of the kula, but I still hold that the sukkah is possible. Why? Why is the sukkah puzzle? So this is the key line. This is the key line, Rabosai. Shuvin and Rabosai about this in a second. We are leaving the Rav. Abai to Rav, Rav Amar, Lachahat Kalo Amar Rav, Hosem Ela Mechitzas, Lachsad, Rund Avivi. Lachra, the Lav Mechafi Avivi Lom. He says, Pete Tikra, what's the case of Pete Tikra? You have the Tikra, you have four poles holding up the Tikra. And now, what is the Tikra made for? The Tikra is made for underneath the ceiling. So therefore, the walls that are creating through Pete Tikra are only walls, Lagabe, underneath the ceiling. But over here, what do we want to do by the Achsadra? We want to say that the wall goes down, and it's now going to serve as a wall to outside. Nothing, no way. No way, Jose. No way. And the Mela, the sukkah is possible. So he says, so Rava says, I'm not against Pitikra. I'm not against Pitikra. I hold like Rav, Metalta Makula. But still the sukkah is no good, because Pitikra only is considered a mechitza for inside and not for outside. That's the Gemara. Oh, so Zokr of Moshe Feinstein, based on this Gemara, that the L is no good for your Eiru. The L is no good for your Eiru. Rav Weissman, the Nitra Rosh Hashiva, who wrote his Kuntras, saying, and Rav Pultman said he was talking about the Middle Avenue line in Brooklyn. So they wanted to use that, or other L's. They want to use that as a Eruv. They want to use that for Pidin Pitikra. Rav Moshe says, again, my dear friend Rav Weissmandel, you're against the Gemara. You're against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you only say Pitikra to carry underneath the Tikra. You're not interested in carrying underneath the Tikra. You want to carry in the whole area. You want to use that Mechitza Lavrai. Against the Gemara, I got you on a Gemara. So, page 19. Inei Masher Rotsa Harav Agoyin, Rabbi Fall Bear Weissmandel. There you have been controlsum, Laduna La Elevator. The Moshe calls it an elevator. The Din Pitikra, you're an associate. You know, La Hashem Chelet Godol, near Brooklyn. Kimuk of Mechitzas, the middle, the train tracks. You get elevated train, can go a long distance. The mamish could have half your Erev. Mamish, you wake up and your Erev is there. What a bracha. Right? What a bracha. You wake up and your Erev is there. Lachlan Yichel Godomi of Brooklyn, Kimuk of Mechitzas, Mishmajuk Yimuruchas, Kosei Shemukhavas Yam, Nahagiduddin Yam, Nahasu Pavinian Adol, etc. So that's what he wants to do. Because he says that there was Gimel Ruchos, that Brooklyn had different mechitzas around it, okay, whatever he's saying. And then we'll use the L for the other area.
The chain on McDonald's, it goes downtown.
Yeah. So Zotrad Moshe, Lanias Dait, the second hour, Ain Lodom is at the Pitikra. The Rav Omer, I can't look on Rav Hossam, and the Hanim Kitzel Achsadra Vidi, and the Hacha, the Hanim Kitzel Lav Lusuka Vidi Long. The Poshah Shagam Rashi Meirin, etc. You can't Poshah, the next paragraph, Shah Elevei Shal Onase La Rosh Hasharabim, Ein Mechitzel La Rosh Hasharabim, Midi Tikra. The Elevei wasn't made for outside, right? So therefore, Moshe says, it's the same thing as the Gemara. Just like the Gemara says that the Pitikra can't serve Pitikra can't serve to be a good sukkah, so it can't serve there. That's what Moshe Taina. So one second. His grandson, everyone should have a good grandson to defend the grandfather. So his grandson has a defense for his grandfather. Yeah, you want to say? Oh! You could have been his grandson. Right. So Zuck the grandson and Alec says the following. What the Gemara is talking about is when you have the outer part of the ceiling, so that outer pitikra you're not going to use for the opposite side because it's made for the opposite direction. It's made to be a mechitza for inside, so it can't serve as a mechitza for outside. But Zot the grandson, my grandfather didn't mean that. My grandfather meant, in other words, so this part of the, so this is the area you want to encompass, right? So this part is made as a mechitza for here, so it can't serve as a mechitza for here. But what about the pitikra on this side? The pitikra on this side is made for here. So what are you going to tell me? That the mechitza expires? The mechitza expires once you get here? Once it's a mechitza, it's a mechitza. So, one second. Let's see it inside. I found this in the Kri Tamarim, the Satmar Torah Journal. Satmar Torah Journal, page 21. Page 21 on the left side. So the grandson says, Kosev Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe. Wanted to start up with my grandfather. Hey, Pashach, elevator Shalomazel Shatarabim. Ain't a mechitza. Lamias Daiti. Next paragraph. Ain't a diodom the Raya. The Madhis of the Rabbi Hode, Lamina Pitikra. El Lechmin, Velo Lechutz. Hainu Dafka, Letzar Hahipuch, Shal Pnim. That's if you want to, in other words, if the mechitza was made for the inside, now you want to use it for the outside, that doesn't work. Avalatzad ha-pnim, but the other wall that's made for the inside, so that's going to work for the whole area further also. Avalatzad ha-pnim vada dematir gam lahala mimada tikra magia. Gvana tikra obe tmeshach orko be mizrach umar. Pia marav is matir rak latzad ha-mizrach ulo latzad ha-mar. Latzad ha-mizrach vada dematir gam lahala mipia ha-mizrachis. That's what he wants to say. Think about it. Now, Moshe.
Because logically, the argument, if one wall only works for the inside, what makes that other wall so special? It's
going to
work also for the outside.
So, Rabbi Berger thought the shot is that here, if it was made for this direction, maybe you could say it can't work for the other direction. But once it's made for this direction, it's hard to say that so mechitza is there. So you have your mechitza. It's hard to say, therefore, the mechitza is not there for any further.
Okay. You say
that one wall is more superior than this. No, because one wall is the wrong direction. This is the. Okay, we'll have to think about it. Okay, what's. Okay, what's that? So now, Rav Moshe has a second chiddush. So he comes out against the elevators in two ways. Number one is the Gavoy, and then against Rav Weissmandel, and he has another chiddush. Listen to this chiddush, he wants to say. And this chiddush, I'm going to tell you about this chiddush. He thinks he got Rav Weissmandel on a Gemara. Listen to this one. He wants to tie that. And this is, it's typical the way Rav Moshe used to, his mahalach in learning. Rav Moshe's svara was very, very big, you know, like this. He had a svara. What's his svara? He wants to tie it like this. But just like the Gemara says, that the mechitza is made for inside, can't work for outside, so he wants to say a svara, that maybe the whole concept of pitikra is when you're making a tikra. What's the purpose of a tikra? A person of a tikra is, I can't, like they made a tikra here. They used to have a sukkah here in the out of the anime tikra. Why? Because on a rainy day, so it's very nice that's what a tikra is for, to protect from the elements. That's what a tikra is for. If I would have a tikra on the roof and rain in, that's what a tikra is for. A tikra is made for the people who are going underneath the tikra. Right? But what if you have a tikra that's not made for the underneath? A tikra that's made for what? The train on top. So Rav Moshe thought, compelling svara, that ki haigadli, you don't say ki tikra yard besosa. He thought that was such a great svara. Now, one second. He thought that was such a great svara. Now, anyone else who would say that svara, we would throw him out of the base medrash. He was mamish throw him out of the base medrash. Why? Because this thing that Rav Moshe said is against the Mishnah. I'll show you a beferish. Now, don't think. See, but the godless of Rav Moshe is that Rav Moshe would never miss anything. So any chiddush that he said, that's why he could say chiddushim lahalacha. Because any chiddush he said, it's not like he missed the Mishnah. No, he knows the Mishnah and he has a way out. Now you might not like his way out. You might think it's a docha. But the svara, now I would say, don't say Rav Moshe's chiddush, I'll show you the Mishnah. And we'll see. And we'll see how Rav Moshe dealt with the Mishnah. I would say, you know, leave the chiddush and keep the pashas the Mishnah. But Rav Moshe's, thought that the svara is so compelling, he's going to be matchik in the Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah. I'll show you Mishnah. I'm the Mishnah. And Rav Moshe, it did not elude him for a second. Don't think it eluded him for not a second. See, that's the difference why Rav Moshe was from the Gedolei Achronim. See, from the Gedolei Achronim, you don't miss something. You see, you can't say a chiddush. Unless you know Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rav Moshe said Chidushim LaHalacha, that will mamish the matir everything, you know. But you cannot say it unless you know Kol HaTorah Kula.
Except the Erevin.
Okay. So the Mishnah is an Erevin. Let's see the Mishnah. Mamish a Mishnah. Tzadi Dal. What is Tzadi Dal? Mishnah Tzadi Dal. What page is that on?
Page 9.
Page 9? No. Sari Dalad, Hamid Beis.
Page 10.
I meant Sari Hay. Page 10, I'm sorry. I didn't bracket it. It's the Mishnah there. Habona Aliyah al gabi shnei batim. Okay, in other words, you have two houses, and you want to build a what? Aliyah. What's that, Aliyah? Like a crosswalk. A crosswalk from one house to the other. V'chein gisharim hanufuloshim. What are gisharim? Bridges. So bridges are going from one area to another area. So the question is, are you allowed to be metaltel underneath the bridges? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba lo teima hainu taima de Rabbi Yehuda mishum de kasov beiz mechitzit araisa al mishum de kasov pi tikkur yarv esosim." So the Gemara says, well, the reason why you can carry under the bridges is because pi tikkur is yarv esosim. It's bonus shalom. The bridges weren't made, what? The bridges were made for, the bridges were made for, what the bridge made for? Right? No, but we don't pass it that way because the question of whether how many mechitzas you need menatorah, but not else the din of pi tikra. In other words, it's not a question of.
Maybe the sosa you don't pass
it. What?
Maybe the sosa you don't pass it.
No, in other words, because the Gemara never says. Yeah, take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara never says. I'm a little time behind the time with Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara goes on, etc. So the Pashas in the Gemara is that you say Pi Tikra Yarad Asosim, even if it's that whether we paskin or not is a question of whether how many mechitzas we hold or not. But the Gemara never questioned the validity that you could apply the concept of Pitikra or Yod Vesosin. Oh.
This is Tachon Oster.
Right? The Gemara never questioned the Pitikra or Yod Vesosin angle. Right? So, oh. So take a look in the how Rashi explains. Take Sharim HaMufuloshim, Sheyesh HaMechitzim, Mechitzis Milmata Mishnei HaTzadim. So take a look now in Rav Moshe's Truma. Take a look. Well, it's not going to help for them. Here, take a look. Here's the Truma. Take a look. Look on page 19, second column. Vod mistaber shekaven shematzrich rovel l'dil pi tikra shetei tikra avido v'zeh shet moshe lo rinu b'shetach orach varochem kol kach lo neima b'gova. So it's just like you don't say it from inside to outside. So it says v'chei the elevator shel onasa l'sacheach klal. It's not made to hover over anybody. That's his kiddush. Then he's bothered. Ah, but I'm against that mission of the Gemara. Lo domi la liyav gabe beis batim. Will gisharim hamufulashim beirvin daf tzad heish. It's already viewed on mir pi tikra. Also mitzad hamechitzas shabit stodim who kenasa tikra gamishvil hamechitzas shetachta. So he wants to say that since there are mechitzas underneath, so Muchrach said, "We had a dafka b'sharim floshim shavrashi yishal mechitzas milmata shnei tzedakim shmini Rabbi Yehuda shamrina pi tikra." So the Torah tamua tuva l'rashi. So we're shagam below mechitzas klal amrina pi tikra l'rav. Right? What do you need mechitzas underneath for? Especially according to Rav, you can say pi tikra on all four sides. So Rashi should have given a case that the gesharim are suspended by. Hole by Amudim, and you have no mechitzas whatsoever, you just have a suspended ridge, there's no mechitzas underneath, because you don't need any mechitzas, and you still say Pi Tikra. Right? In other words, words, who says that it's midin pitikra? Rabbi Yehuda, all he needs two chitzis anyway. Does that rapsa Rabbi Yehuda l'shmeyena b'din arishon? Hem kochim lomer shve'etzem kevin shalonaso aliyah b'ksharim tachtei mei lomer pitikra mitzad hasheni shnei hamachitzis shabtzdod shanashu shom nechshav shanase gam atikra shal aliyah b'ksharim gam tachtei. So it was by the fact that the mechitzis there, so yeah, so that's called nasa l'tachtei.
Yeah, so why does he need mechitzis?
One second. So, one second.
There's no two is enough. You're saying, why did Rashi have to go to his point and say that the word two is enough? Must be that the
enough. Right. So that's his, so that's what Moshe's Kiddush. So that,
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The Kiddush is that you only say Tikra if the Tikra is made to be a Tikra. Tikra is a ceiling. A ceiling means it's made to hover over something. But the elevated train is not made to hover over. It's made for on top. It's not made for the bottom.
But how is it put between
the Gemara?
The Mishnah itself.
No, the Mishnah is the question. Because the Gemara is using the concept of Pitikra in a scenario where it's a Gesha. And still the Gemara is employing the concept of Pitikra. Pashtus, that's not made for the bottom, it's made for the top. So Moshe says, no, well, Rashi says it's talking about mechitzas, and therefore, since there's mechitzas there, that's called, it's a big dochak right, and that's what Mike Mandel's grandson says. But Moshe thought that the Svar was so compelling, it's not that he forgot the Mishnah, he forgot that Gemara, it's that he thought, it's in the same breath he says it. Yeah, so you have to see.
I find it very similar to
the Okay, but that's a different. Okay, but that's a different, you know, I don't know if that's different. Okay, so there's different areas. So, no, but he told me smarter that once the Gemara says that it has to be asui l'tapta like that, so and it, so Nichlal and that Gemara is the, so that Gemara was, that smarter was so compelling to extend it there that he was willing to say some doshuk in the Sugya and Tzadi Dalet. Yeah. Yeah, so let's take a look. Let's take a look, yeah. Take a look 1 second. We'll try it in, take a look on, yeah. Yeah. Sharon and Flossian Tatum Taktay and Shabbos Dibre and Yehuda. Yeah. Sharon and Flossian Shesh and Chitzus and Lamato and Mishnei Tzadim. So, you're asking, the words don't say, in other words, it happens to be Rabbi Yehuda holds Shnei Mechitzas D'Oraisa. But that's not the reason, that even if he didn't hold Shnei Mechitzas D'Oraisa, even if he would require more than Shnei Mechitzas D'Oraisa, he still would have said, in other words, you could say, he holds Shnei Mechitzas D'Oraisa, he had your Shnei Mechitzas there, that's why he said his bid. No, he says, this is not Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitaso. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even if you don't hold like me, even if you don't hold like me, that you don't need Shtemi, you need more than Shtemi Chitzis, Afal Pike, and I still hold that this is a Rosh Yachid with Gam Lashitaschem, Midin Pitikr. Midin Pitikr.
What do you need the roof for if you only need two Chitzis, according to Rabbi Yehuda? What does the Mishnah have to add in the Aliyah for?
Huh?
If you only need two Chitzis, what are the Aliyah doing?
Right, so that's clearly.
The Mishnah didn't add anything, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So he's saying, I'm not saying Vashitasi. I'm saying that even nothing to do, right. That's why it's not because of Shnei Mechitzas D'Oraisa, what the Aliyah has, right. So, but clear from this Gemara,
Does Rabbi
have a turn to Rashi?
Why does Rashi add a Mechitzas on the Sharon?
unless he wanted to say that even though there are definitely mechitzas there, and you might have thought that that's, in other words, based on what the Gemara said, you might have thought you need the mechitzas there to Rabbi Huda to make this point. That's exactly why Rashi is saying the mechitzas are there. Not from Ramosha's thing. I'll did a p'tikra. Why do you say p'tikra? You need the mechitzas there so the Gemara could say the extra chinish that Rabbi Huda is not saying it l'shitaso of the shnei mechitzas. He's saying p'tikra. But not al hilchas p'tikra. Al hilchas p'tikra, you say p'tikra without. So that was the grandson, defended his grandfather against this tradition. Okay. Now one last point. And that is the Meiri on page 8. The Meiri on page 8, that's the Akasha we started off with. What's this business of Pete Tikra? The Chitza Shagdoyim Bokimbo. The elephant's Bokimbo. Page 8. The Fima Shakasam, the Mechitza Tulia Matanis Ramayim, of a Loba Korba, Ratzalom, Shim Nafu Mechitza Shakorba Mat, of Gatsu, the Tavis Hatra. The Shema Tomar, he has the Kasha. Allah Rube Eirin Shakarabam, with the Tanis Korba, of Bisha, Ishma, the Kiz Gedoyim. The terzu gedol ha'dora shapit tikra v'ach shnei dinim. They makshim izu lazu. Whereas in Ochanami, in other words, the din of good achis is if we have a mechitza and if suspended, you don't. It's not a good mechitza. But this is one second. But this din of pit tikra is a separate halacha. It doesn't work with the. It's not a din in that you had a mechitza there. It's the din of pit tikra, and that trumps this. The din of mechitzas, the kiyas of gedoyim wasn't said. It was only said by the din of mechitzat tluya. Two separate halachas. And in Ochanami, gedoyim are going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And afal pikein, we have this halacha Moshe Sinai that if you have these criteria of the god rochav dalid and ein meshupa and you have enough walls, then you get your rest. What?
Be thicker.
Okay. It's a structure. Yeah, in other words, that's the way we hold. We hold with the gem or the. Right. Yeah, okay. Right. I don't see why it's you know. Yeah, right. You. Yeah.
You say that you connect the holes underneath the L.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the question, right? So that's what I was speaking with Rachel Fulman before, where when they used the Third Avenue L was in midin Surah Pesach and midin was the words of midin Pitikra. Okay, so that we have to look in to see how they were using the L, from what halakhic utilization of the L they were using. But clearly, Rav Weissmandel in Brooklyn wanted to use the L midin Pitikra. And that, so the first part of Rav Moshe's Tshuva about the Erev and wherever was about this whole idea of Pitikra. That's how he starts off the Tshuva. You know, but before he discusses the Inyanim of Rosh Hasharabim and everything like this, the first part of the Tshuva, it's interesting, he wrote the Tshuva on Erev Chag Shavuos. You know, when usually if you have Chag Shavuos, people are just, you know.
Would these criteria apply to the Pesach?
Okay, that's we have to learn how to Surah Sapesa. Okay, so mostly just to review, we discussed the Tikra, we discussed the din that has to be Rachav Dalet, and that can't be Meshupa, the amount of Mechitzas you need, and the different ways of learning the Pshat and the Gemara, Kilei Slei Bedala, the Gimel Islei, and how you can learn it, and the Ram, and the Halacha, the Rabbein Tan's Pshat, and the Rib's Pshat, and how the Ramo Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, and the Lev Avram's Shuva, and then Ramosha's two Chidushim, about the two reasons why he passed on the L, and how the first reason, and then there's one more point that some discussed, or Weissmandel discussed it, and I think Rabbi Willig may have once pointed out a Chazanish, which I didn't find now, whether one could make a distinction between sukkah and other things. That Gemara, but it's not the passage of the Gemara. The Kiyamrin Lav Gavroi Lo Lavroi maybe is only by sukkah, not by Shabbos, but that's so pashut. But okay, so these are the basic dharma of Bikur. Bezer Shem, tomorrow we're going to start we're going to have one Shia tomorrow on the Gidrei Hetera de Tzuras HaPesach, which is a fundamental Shia on Tzuras HaPesach. In the future, Bezer Shem, sometime in the future, we'll discuss details of Tzuras HaPesach. About, but before we discuss the details, we'll discuss the that dharma. Yeah. All right, first, yeah.